Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Some 236 years ago, an incredible experiment in the governing of a people, a country, began. The American saga started with a group of people so dedicated to establishing a different and better way of creating a social order and an economic model that they risked their very lives for the opportunity. History would suggest that most of these men seriously attempted to work within the framework of a monarchy. They considered themselves English, after all, but were born in the New World. They were, in fact, American, but the concept took time to take root. Some wanted to stay with the king. Others wanted the clean break. Many attempts were made to negotiate with the English crown, but it proved to be one-sided. Like a parent disciplining his children, the king would give no ground. Those Americans who wanted a separation finally won over those who were more anxious to create a new government. This didn't happen quickly or without harsh words and endless discussion, but once they committed to breaking the ties to the old world, they had the daunting task of creating a government and a governing document. They declared their independence with well-crafted reasoning. They created their new government with words that were more revolutionary than the war, "We the people." Educated people knew about the idea of democracy. The founders of this nation had to write a manual for how to actually do a democratic form of government. The idea was as old as the Greeks, but what was put down in practical form in the late 1770s was all new. Because these men put their names to these documents, they were traitors while still under British rule. They were quite aware that they would be hung if captured or if the war was lost. They truly risked everything to form a more perfect union. In 1860, we were once again engaged in war. This time, many issues, including whether slavery should be the law of the land, caused the conflict. In some cases, father fought son and brother fought brother. It's easy to say, separated by 150-plus years, that the war settled that question and the survival of the Union. But there is nothing simple about a civil war. The southern states were nearly destroyed and cities were burned. A generation of young men was interrupted in the most awful way. World War I, the war to end all wars, was won at a great cost on the European landscape. The battles were nothing short of horrific. The war to end all wars led to World War II. The winning of these two wars and the rebuilding of Europe and Japan gave way to a description of an entire century, the American century. To a large degree, this started with a simple but elegant phrase, "We the people." And you may ask, what's the point? In early November, we will choose a president, only the 44th or 45th. We will choose, I should say, those of us who bother to vote will choose. With all of our flaws, we still seek a more perfect union. Get informed, think for yourself, and vote. Too much thought and risk and loss of life has transpired to not vote. It is your right, and I think it is your duty. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment, and we are all in this together.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.